As we've seen, David closes his life with words in confidence in the coming of God's kingdom. And like the promise in Revelation, "Behold, I come quickly," we await the morning of joy when Christ returns to reign in fullness. The darkness of this present age will not last forever. Just as the night gives way to dawn, the troubles of the world will one day be replaced with the glorious light of Christ's eternal reign. The return of Christ is not just a theological concept, it's the greatest hope of the believer. Every tear will be wiped away, every injustice made right, and every longing fulfilled in His presence. As we await that day, we are called to live with expectancy. Just as travelers eagerly watch for the first glimpse of the sunrise, so should we anticipate Christ's eternal full reign. His coming will be sudden, but it'll also be joyful. For those who belong to Him, it will be the fulfillment of every promise and the beginning of an eternity in His presence. The trials and the sufferings of this life will be forgotten in the overwhelming joy of His glorious kingdom. So here are three ways that you can pray. Thank God for the hope of Christ's return. Pray for steadfastness until that day. And ask for joy in anticipating His kingdom. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Tommy and Sarah Rose and their family are missionaries in Mexico. And the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast for the people of Hungary. And remember, the morning of joy is near. Christ's full eternal reign is our blessed hope.